Winkle has survived a number of highly targeted legislative races, so he's used to waiting until the county clerk releases the final precinct numbers to claim his victory. This year's speech came at around 2 a.m. this morning.
Thank you so much.
I've had many close races, but I have to tell you that this one, in a year when everything seems to be going the way of the Democrats, this is especially a sweet victory.
Winkle repeatedly praised his Democratic opponent, saying McCollum was a stand-up candidate and ran a good campaign. McCollum says he's obviously disappointed in the outcome, but says the fact that the House, Senate, and governor's seat will now be held by Democrats bodes well for the party.
We tried very hard to win it, and I can't say that I regret having done it, but it certainly was something that I think had to be done. I felt the situation in Springfield merited a change. It looks like we're going to get it, so I feel pretty good.
Winkle admits it will be tough for Republicans.
The political landscape has changed. I'm not naive, but I can tell you that it would be especially naive for anybody to take the helm of this, to become governor and not recognize that you have to work with all parts of the state. And it can't all be about politics and partisanship. You know, I have to tell you, I've served for 2 years with Rod Blagojevich. He's a good man. He's, certainly friendly and outgoing, and I'm sure, we'll be able to work together when he's in Springfield and when I'm there representing Champaign and Vermilion counties.
It was Danville, the home of former state Senator Judy Myers, that gave Winkle the victory. McCollum won in Champaign County by 47 votes, but Winkle took Vermilion County by more than 600 votes. I'm Allie Kaywa, AM 580 News.